On the 25th of January 2011, Egyptians began their revolution. It took 18 days to overthrow Mubarak, another 9 to begin prosecutions against him, 31 more to put him in detention, and then 72 days after that, on the 3rd of August last year, the man that Egyptians had lived under, the majority of them, for all of their lives, was finally wheeled into court, put behind bars, and told he was facing charges of unlawful killing and corruption, and would, if found guilty, possibly face the death sentence. Since then, there's been 46 sessions of court, which finally wrapped up in February this year. When that happened, one of the prosecuting lawyers stood with his back to Egypt's three-decade-long dictator and said, under this man's rule, integrity and transparency went down the drain. The defendant preferred his personal interest to those of the public. He deserves to end up with humiliation and indignity, from the presidential palace to the defendant's cage, and then get the harshest penalty. It was seen as a historic moment, not just for Egypt, but for the entire region and the world. A man who once ruled supreme with Western support, seemingly unassailable, finally held to account. And today we've heard the sentence. Mubarak will, pending appeal, spend the rest of his life in jail. And as that ruling was read out, the crowds outside the courthouse in the baking heat of New Cairo, which is a eastern suburb of the capital, broke out into celebration. Fireworks exploded, people fell to their knees crying. Many of the families of the martyrs, those that were slain in the uprising against Mubarak's rule by his security forces, began shedding tears, falling to their knees, holding aloft photos of their loved ones. One elderly woman carrying a poster of her son just fell into the arms of a line of riot police and began sobbing on their shoulders. It was incredibly emotional. Everybody from long-standing correspondents here to human rights activists to just ordinary people who'd come down to witness this historic moment were completely overcome by emotion. A couple of hundred meters away from where I'm standing, a very different scene, where a small pro-Mubarak demonstration who were separated from us by a long line of armed riot police also began falling to their knees and crying, but for a very different reason. And their sadness turned to anger. A rock was thrown at a taxi whose passenger had just shouted out bye-bye and good riddance to the Mubarak, the pro-Mubarak crowd. A few scuffles began to emerge. Some bangers, sound bombs were set off, and police moved quickly to separate the crowd. But within a few minutes, the atmosphere on both sides completely changed as the rest of the sentences were read out. Hosni Mubarak wasn't the only man on trial today. His business partner, Hussein Salem, his sons, Gamal and Alair, and six senior Interior Ministry security officials, many of whom were directly responsible for issuing the orders that led to live bullets being pumped into the bodies of pro-change protesters almost a year and a half ago. They all got off scot-free, and increasingly the feeling is that Mubarak's life sentence was a sop to those, to the public who have been demanding change, and that in reality the regime has won, and the regime has escaped being held to account. Even Mubarak's sentence himself could well be overturned on appeal. The reasons the judge gave for acquitting those below him could equally apply for Mubarak and give his defence lawyers ample opportunity to appeal in the future. For many people here who feel that Ahmed Shafiq, Mubarak's last prime minister, the man who is now in the runoff to replace him as the next president of Egypt, they are sure that the old military and NDP, that was Mubarak's ruling party, complex will engineer a Shafiq victory. Shafiq will then ensure that Mubarak is acquitted on appeal, or will overturn the sentence altogether, which it's in his power to do as president. And as that feeling washed over the crowd, again, anger, people began to move towards the courthouse and towards the pro-Mubarak side. They're still chanting now, again, not in jubilation, but in fury, saying that the regime must be held to account, chanting, "Mubarak, he will not live. He killed our sons, he will not live." So a very, very mixed feeling from initial excitement and a moment, and I don't say this very often because I hate cliches, but a moment really where everybody felt like they were witnessing an incredible moment of history has given way to infuriation, confusion, small-scale violence, at least for now, and a huge amount of anger. It remains to be seen over the next few hours whether we will see a reaction on the street, either here or in the centre of town, about 20 miles away in Tahrir Square, the rallying point for Egypt's revolutionaries. For now, though, a very mixed bag outside the police academy in Cairo, which once bore Mubarak's name and which has now been the location in which he was sentenced to life imprisonment.